Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to episode 15 of Thread Snippings for Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. Yes, this is another Thread Snippings, and yes, this is another car cast. I have decided I wanted to put out a Thread Snippings episode in lieu of a full-blown Thread Safe podcast episode because of National Novel Writing Month, and I'm sorry if my sound quality is inconsistent. I'm trying to figure out, again, how far away I'm supposed to hold my phone to do this. I have not done a car cast since Dog Days of Podcasting ended, so I guess I've kind of forgotten how this works. Okay, I think I found the right spot now. So, as you can probably tell, I like to podcast about sewing, writing, and creative projects in general, and shorter mini-episodes are called Thread Snippings episodes, and longer full-blown episodes are called the Thread Safe Podcast, as the show title. And because I started the Thread Snippings ones back during Dog Days of Podcasting, they have their own separate numbering, and we're up to episode 15. And I would have recorded a full-blown ThreadSafe podcast today, which I believe would have been episode 4 of the ThreadSafe podcast, but I'm not going to because it's National Novel Writing Month. Today is the 15th, and I only just crossed 13,000 words earlier today. So I'm going to have a couple of writing marathons tonight, and especially tomorrow, in an effort to get caught up. And I really, really want this certificate this year for several reasons. One of them is that I really like the aesthetic of the going to outer space graphical design that they chose for this year. And the other reason is that I haven't done it in a really darn long time, and I'd really, really like to get to 50,000 words. And also, I'm quite fond of this story idea, simple though it may seem. I'm having a lot of fun writing it. As I may or may not have already mentioned, my novel this year is named The Crystal of Quinhir, and it is a fairly traditional fantasy novel, and I'm just getting into the good part today. And I'm not going to say why I'm so excited about it, because that would spoil a rather important plot twist that I'm going to get to in the next couple thousand words. So I'd kind of like to keep that a secret until it's ready for prime time. But it involves a wizard going off to a new town to solve a kind of magical problem that I called a mage's knot. And this is where my Thread Safe podcast gets into, I called it, the podcast where crafting, creativity, and computers collide. And here's an instance of that happening. I wanted to, in the world of networking, when traffic is being directed to the wrong location, or to a location that that cannot accept it because that's not the right address, or that address doesn't exist there, or simply being directed to a location that doesn't exist, we call it being black-holed. And I almost called the phenomenon in my story a magical black hole, except that these guys probably don't even know that the astronomical object called a black hole even exists. They would have no way to detect them, or probably not even any context with which to theorize about them. Sorry about the car noise, by the way. So I thought, since they don't know what a black hole is, what other analogy or metaphor would they use? And I decided that I created what I'm calling a mage's knot, which basically means that lines of magical energy are getting tangled, and some of it is getting sent to places that it should not be, similar to a networking black hole, except I'm using a knot in rope or thread as the analogy instead. I'm Anyway, I'm having a lot of fun writing this, and to bring sewing and other creative stuff back into this, I really haven't got anything to share on that front much. Well, I do have a little bit. I have not touched my... Oh, did I record? No, I didn't. The last time I recorded one of these was before Anime Nebraska on. And that's what I was going to record tonight. I was going to give a con report. I even have notes for it and everything. But I'd rather be writing. So the next time I do a full-blown ThreadSafe podcast, which probably won't be until December, there will be a very, very belated con report on Anime Nebraska on. But I had a lot of fun wearing my Jedi outfit. I took some really nice pictures, had other people take really good pictures of me. I finally have my lightsaber. It is at this moment in one of the drawers where I keep my costume accessories. And I actually got it on the Friday that was the first day of NebraskaCon. And there's one more month until Rogue One comes out. I may or may not finish this inner tunic. I'd really, really like to. I hope I can make the time to do it. We'll see what happens with NaNoWriMo. On another note, I did get in the 2 weeks since I last recorded a ThreadSafe podcast episode, I did get a pair of really nice black gloves that I can wear with my really lazy Sith costume. And in fact, they're good ones that I can wear all winter, not just to that showing of the movie. So yeah, I'm thinking practically here. And speaking of which, another thing that's motivating me to work on my NaNoWriMo project is the reward I got for myself. One of my local group's write-ins that we scheduled this year was at a local comics and coffee shop, so I bought myself the first trade paperback of the most recent Marvel Darth Vader comic book series, and I have told myself I am not allowed to read any more of it until I get caught up to NaNoWriMo's daily word count. So that is sitting there on my couch, telling me, Amy, get back to work. You should be writing. Okay, that was really terrible. But anyway, I should probably sign off now because I should be writing. Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings, and may the word count be with you.